This is Night Calls, the Road Line if you're driving tonight, the Ward Line if you're in a hospital, the Desk Line if you're alone in a building, and the First Time Line if you've never called before. 1 to 5, nobody screens your call.
It's 10 after 1, and the lines are open. I'm Ray Mercer.
To everyone who's awake at this hour, if you're on a shift somewhere, if you're behind a wheel, if you're walking down an empty hallway on your own, this program is for you. And to everyone who's asleep, good luck to you. We're no use at all.
If you're new, here's what this is. 1 hour, 5 phone lines, and a microphone. That's the whole operation. 5 lines. Pick the one that sounds most like where you are tonight. At 2 o'clock, I go home, and you're on your own again. People ask me why anybody would ring a stranger at 2 in the morning. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I'll tell you what I think. It isn't that the night makes people strange. It's that the night is the only part of the day when nobody is busy. At 2 in the afternoon, there's somebody waiting for you to finish. At 2 in the morning, there isn't. So you get the sentence somebody has been carrying around all week with nowhere to put it.
Some of them are small. Somebody rings to say the vending machine at their depot has been broken since June. Some of them are not small at all.
I'm not a journalist. I don't investigate anything. I just happen to be the only person in Norwich who's awake at the same time as all of you, and I write things down. If a street comes up 3 nights running, somebody from that street's council office is on this program by Friday.
We take them in the order they come, and I don't know which one is which until you start talking.
One thing before we start, for anybody new, we don't screen calls here. Nadia takes your name and where you're calling from. She doesn't ask why you're calling, and neither do I, not until you're on air. You get through, you're on. That's the whole policy.
And I'm on the board, which means if you swear, you're gone.
That is the one rule. It's the first properly cold night of the year, by the way. I could see my own breath walking in tonight, for the first time since March. Somebody has turned the heating on in this building, and now the studio smells like burning dust. That's the smell of winter, and I'll hear no argument.
You'll hear one. Winter smells like the coat you stopped washing in April.
That's your coat. That's not winter.
It's somebody's coat.
2 messages already. The Ward Line says the hospital heating went on last Tuesday and hasn't gone off since. She's been doing her rounds in a t-shirt. The Road Line says there's ice on the bridge at kilometer 40. Take that one seriously. And if you're going out to a shift in an hour, put a coat on. You'll thank me at 4.
Line 4. Danny. He's on the desk line, but he says he isn't at a desk. He's at an oven.
Danny, you're on.
Evening, Ray.
Where are you?
I'm in a bakery. I start at 11 at night and I finish at 7 in the morning.
So you're at work right now.
I've got 40 minutes before the next batch goes in. I can talk.
What's in there at the moment?
Bread. 240 loaves tonight because it's Friday. Fridays are heavy.
Is it hot?
It's 38 degrees where I'm standing. On a night like tonight, it's the best job in the country. Ask me again in July.
How long have you been doing it?
9 years.
Do you sleep?
I sleep from 8 in the morning until about 2. It took me a year to get used to it. The first month was a shock to the system. Now I can't sleep at night, even on my days off. I lie there waiting for an alarm that isn't gonna go.
What's the hardest part? And don't say the hours.
It isn't the hours. It's that I'm out of sync with everybody. My daughter has her dinner at 7. That's my breakfast. Christmas is the hard one. Everybody's awake and I'm not.
And the best part?
6 in the morning. The bread's out, the shop isn't open yet, and it's me and the smell and the radio. Then the first customer comes in, and they always say the same thing. It smells amazing in here. And I always say the same thing back. You get used to it. Which is a lie. You don't get used to it.
That's the nicest thing anybody has said on this program this week.
It's the bread, Ray. It isn't me.
Donnie, thank you. Go and look after your loaves.
Good night, Ray.
Good night. 240 loaves. Somebody is up making bread for you tonight, and you don't know their name. That's the program, really. That's the whole thing.
Line 2, Marta. First time line. She's never called before.
Marta, you're on. First time?
First time. I've been listening for about a year.
Then take your time. Where are you?
I'm in a toll booth up north, in the mountains. I'm actually on shift right now. I can talk, because nobody's coming through.
When's your shift?
10 till 6. I've worked nights for 7 years, 3 of them in this booth.
Go on then.
Go on then.
You learn the sounds. The heater comes on for 4 minutes, and then it stops. There's a fly in the light fitting that's been dead for 2 years, and it still rattles when a truck goes past. You learn the road, too. There's a bend about a kilometer down where you see the lights before you hear anything. In summer, you get the motorbikes. In February, you get nobody at all.
How do you feel 5 hours?
You don't. That's the job. People think the job is taking the money. The job is the 5 hours.
The road is a 2-lane mountain road. After 1 in the morning, it's empty. Some nights, not one car comes through between 1 and 5. You look out of the glass, and there's the dark and the white line on the road.
So I started a notebook. Nothing serious. How many cars, what time, what color. I'd count how many came through between 2 and 3, and then try to beat it the next night.
Did you ever beat it?
Twice, both times in August.
That's the saddest thing anyone has told me this month.
It's a job, Ray. You find something. About 6 weeks ago, a car came through at 347.
347.
347. Silver, an old model. The window didn't come down, the ticket dropped in the basket, the barrier lifted, and it went. An ordinary thing. That night, it was ordinary. The next night, it came through again.
At the same time?
At the same minute. I'd written it down, because I was writing everything down. 347. I want to be honest about the third night, because that's the one I think about now. I'm at the glass at 3:30. Nothing on the road. 3:40? Nothing. 3:45, and I start to feel stupid. I've made a shape out of 2 nights. That's all this is. Then, at 3:46, I catch it out of the corner of my eye. The light comes over the top of the hill. Not the car yet, just the light on the trees, before you see anything. And I know exactly what time it is, without looking. That's the part, not the car. The fact that I already knew.
What did you do after it went through?
I wrote it down. Then I sat there until 6. That first week, I thought it was funny, I'll be honest. I thought, somebody's got a job. A baker, maybe? A hospital shift. Somebody who drives north every night. People have routines, and I sit in a booth and watch them. But I didn't know the road north.
What's up there?
Nothing, Ray. Genuinely nothing. After the booth, the road runs 30 kilometers and stops at a reservoir. There was a village there once. They moved it when they built the dam. Now there's a viewing area and a cafe that's been closed for years. The road doesn't go on. If you drive north, you have to come back. Same road, same booth.
And it doesn't come back?
It never has.
Marta, how long have you?
Marta.
Lost her.
Of course we did. Get her back.
Nothing. It isn't busy and it isn't ringing out. There's just nothing there.
It's a mountain road. That's all that is. Ray, if you can hear this, I'm not going anywhere and the number hasn't changed. Call back when you've got a signal. I'll wait. Right. Who else is holding?
Line one is Tomas, Roadline, truck driver. I think he's just bored.
My favorite kind of call. Put him through.
Evening, Ray. I've listened for years. First time I've called.
You're very welcome. Where are you?
I'm at a rest stop on the road north. The road's closed. I've been sitting here 2 hours, and I've still got 4 hours of driving after they open it. The rain isn't going anywhere.
How's the coffee?
Terrible. But I'm on my third one, so the problem isn't the coffee. It's me.
It's all of us. How long have you been doing this?
11 years. I like driving at night, if I'm honest. The road's empty, nobody's in a hurry, nobody's leaning on the horn. But this, sitting and waiting. You think when you wait. In the day, you don't think. You work. At night, you wait and you think.
What do you think about?
What do you think? Nothing. I can't even do that properly. It just goes round and round.
Let us know when the road opens. I'll wonder about it otherwise. Drive safe, Tomas. That's why I do a night program. Most of the time, nobody has a story. They just want to know somebody else is awake. But tonight, there's the other kind of call as well.
Ray, line two.
Is it her?
She called us. I didn't get her. She got us.
Marta, you dropped out.
It does that up here. Sorry.
Don't be. Take your time. You were telling me it never comes back.
So I stayed on after my shift one morning to go through it properly. You can do that. The system keeps 30 days. I picked 6 nights at random and pulled up 347 on each one. The plate camera is fine. It's a good camera. It has to be. That's the one that bills people. You can read every character. The driver camera sits higher on the other side, and it looks down into the cab. On a normal car, you see a shoulder, a hand on the wheel, sometimes a face if they turn. On this one, there's a white patch where the windshield is.
Glare?
I know how that sounds. I'm not saying it's impossible. The angle is bad, the road climbs at that point, the lights are old. There is a normal explanation for a white patch on a windshield. But there is no explanation for it being the same shape.
The same shape?
Pixel for pixel. I laid them on top of each other. So I told my supervisor.
What did he say?
His name is Paco. He isn't a bad man. He's been there 19 years and he wants 6 more. I went in with printouts. I'd made a folder. That was my first mistake. Nobody takes you seriously when you bring a folder. He looked at the first page and he laughed. Not unkindly. He said, "You've got too much time out there." I told him I know how it looks. I just wanted somebody to check it with me. And then he said the thing that made me stop asking. He said, "Marta, if there's something wrong with that lane, it's a maintenance job, and it's my name on it."
So it wasn't that he didn't believe you?
No. He believed me enough not to want it written down anywhere.
That's worse.
That's worse. I asked him once more, a week later, and that time he didn't laugh. He said, Marta, you think too much at night. I can move you to days if you want. I didn't want to move to days.
Why not?
Because then I'd never find out. The booth terminal only shows you 30 days. The full archive is on the office machine, and the office is locked at night.
How did you get in?
I have a key, because I'm the one who locks up. I wasn't supposed to use it for anything like this, but one night at 4 in the morning, I let myself into the office and I searched the plate. It took 9 seconds. That's what I keep coming back to. I'd been carrying this around for a month, and the answer took 9 seconds.
9 seconds? How far back did it go?
To the end of the file. 3 years. Every night, 3:47. And the file only goes back 3 years.
So it could be longer.
It could be much longer. Ray, I've been at that booth 3 years. It was going through on my own shifts, and I never once noticed. Nobody did. Why would they? A car comes through, it takes a ticket, it goes. So this thing had been sitting there in plain sight, in a place where nobody was looking. Then I asked a friend to check the plate. Her name is Chris. We were at school together, and she works in traffic records now. I didn't tell her the whole thing. I said I had a plate from a near miss, and the paperwork had gone missing. She knew I was lying. She did it anyway. She called me back the same evening, and she didn't say hello. She said, "Where did you get this?" I told her it came from the booth log, and she said, "Marta, this vehicle was destroyed 4 years ago. It isn't in service. It shouldn't be anywhere."
Go on.
His name was Andres. He was 46. 4 years ago, he came off the road one night and went into the water. They brought the car up 2 days later. They never found him. The water's deep there, and there's a current at the bottom. I drove to the regional library on my day off and went through the paper for that month. It took 2 hours. 4 lines, page 11, underneath a piece about a school. Driver missing after vehicle leaves road. Recovery ongoing. And then the time, 3:47. I sat in that library for a long while. I'd been telling myself for weeks that I was building something out of nothing. And there it was in print, and it matched, and I still had nothing. A time is not a thing. A time is a coincidence.
But you looked anyway.
And I thought what you're thinking, Ray. Fine, I said. It's a ghost story. The man drives at the hour he died, on the road where he died. I assumed he'd gone in at the reservoir. That's the only water I know up there, and it's the direction he drives. I don't believe ghost stories, but at least it was an explanation. I actually felt better. Then I got home and I looked at the map.
What did you see?
The crash site isn't north of the booth. It's south. So the car isn't driving away from where he died. It's driving from there. And it's going north. There's the reservoir up there, yes. But before the reservoir, at kilometer 19, there's a turning. There are 3 houses on it. And Drace's house is one of them.
He's going home.
And I know what you're about to ask. If it never comes back down, how is it there again the next night?
That's exactly what I was about to ask.
I don't know. It doesn't come back. I've watched for it. It just starts again. Every night at 3:47, it comes up the hill from the south, as if the night before never happened. Here's what I can prove. 3 years, that's as far as the file goes, every night at the hour he died, driving from the place he died towards his house. He died 4 years ago. I can't see that first year, but I'd be surprised if it was any different.
Marta, let me ask you something. 6 weeks you've had this, and the only two people you've called couldn't help you. Why tonight?
Because something happened last night.
What happened?
I'll tell you, but I want to be honest about one thing first. It was last night, not tonight. I've had a whole day with this.
And you didn't call?
I finished at 6. I went home. I didn't sleep. I sat in the kitchen with the curtains shut and told myself I'd imagined it. And by the afternoon, I nearly believed it.
Then I came back on. And tonight, sitting here watching the clock move toward 2, I understood I was going to be here at 3:47 again, on my own. So I called.
All right. Tell me what happened.
For the last few weeks, it's been slowing down. Not much. A second, maybe 2. Then a little more. Every night, it seemed to stop closer to the barrier. I couldn't prove that part. It was just something I felt. Last night was the 42nd night, 42 since I started counting. I waited for 3:47. The headlights came, it slowed down, and it stopped.
It stopped?
It stopped at the barrier. The engine was running. It sat there for about 30 seconds. I was behind the glass and I couldn't move. Then the window came down.
What did you see?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Why not?
Because if I tell you, you won't believe me. And what I need right now is somebody who believes me. That's why I called. Ray, I'm on shift now. It's 20 to 2. 3:47 is 2 hours away.
Long pause. Marta, listen to me. Do you want to leave the booth? Now. I'm on the line. I won't hang up.
No, I'm staying. I just wanted somebody to know.
Marta, are you still there? Marta, are you still there?
She's gone. It dropped at her end.
Get her back.
I'm trying. It's ringing out. It's ringing this time. The first time, there was nothing there at all. Still nothing, Ray. I've tried it 11 times.
Then stop trying. If she wants us, she knows the number.
All right. We'll keep the line open for her. Marta, if you're listening, the number hasn't changed. Anytime tonight. You don't owe me the rest of it.
It's 2 o'clock, and that's the lines closed. To Danny, who is taking bread out of an oven right about now. To Thomas, still waiting on the eastbound, unless they've finally let him through.
I'm leaving the tape on the desk. Iris and Owen come in at 6, and they'll go back through it. Every word. They're better with words than I am.
Whatever you're doing at this hour, you're not doing it on your own. Good night, Norwick.
It's just gone 6 in the morning. The program came off air 4 hours ago, and we've been sitting with the recording ever since.
Some of it more than once.
I'll say the thing first. Do you believe her?
I believe she believes it.
That's not an answer.
No, it isn't. All right. I think something is happening at that booth. And I don't think it's a dead man driving home. But I can't tell you what it is, and neither can she. And that's why I can't let it go.
The part that got me is the archive. 3 years of it, every night, and nobody looked.
Nobody had a reason to look. That's the horrible bit. It wasn't hidden.
I want to start with the thing I wasn't ready for. It doesn't end. It stops.
The line goes, and nobody gets to finish. Normally, somebody says goodbye. Nobody said goodbye.
And Ray says it out loud. You don't owe me the rest of it.
That's the line I wrote down. He's telling her she doesn't have to come back and explain herself.
Which is generous. And he wants to know. Obviously, he wants to know.
Everybody wants to know. That's the trap of the whole thing. Can I do the psychology part?
Go on.
Marta says, what I need right now is somebody who believes me, not somebody who can help, not somebody who can explain it, somebody who believes her. Weeks of watching it, 3 years of records, and that's the thing she's short of.
And Ray can't verify any of it. Nadia has a number. She was ringing it. A phone number doesn't prove who she is, or whether one word of it is true.
So he does the only thing that's left, which is take her seriously. That isn't nothing. For most people, that's the whole thing they wanted.
I'll push back a little. He also can't do anything else. We're calling it a choice, and some of it is just the situation he's in.
That's fair.
But he does choose it. He could laugh at her. Presenters do. The two short calls did something I want to point out, because it's easy to miss. Danny the baker and Thomas in his cab aren't mysteries. They're just night work.
And without them, Marta is only a spooky story.
Exactly. You need the ordinary in order to hear the strange.
Danny has stayed with me more than the car has, honestly. 240 loaves and nobody knows his name.
You get used to it, which is a lie. You don't get used to it.
He knows it's a lie while he's saying it. He says it anyway, every morning, to a stranger buying bread.
Which is more or less why the program exists.
Can I say the thing I keep coming back to? It isn't the car. It's Danny.
The baker.
240 loaves, and nobody knows his name. And listen to how he tells you what that first month was like. He doesn't say it was difficult.
He says a shock to the system.
He makes it physical. Something hit his body, not his schedule.
That's the first one then. Let's do them properly. Six of them, all from tonight, all worth keeping.
We'll play the original each time. Listen for it first, then we'll take it apart.
1. A shock to the system.
It took me a year to get used to it.
A shock to the system. Something that's hard because your body or your life isn't used to it yet.
A new job. A new baby. Cold water.
I started at 6 in the morning. It was a shock to the system. A shock to the system.
2. Out of sync with.
It isn't the hours. It's that I'm out of sync with everybody.
Out of sync with somebody. Your rhythm doesn't match theirs.
And it isn't only about time. You can be out of sync with a team, with a friend, with a whole city.
We're out of sync at the moment. He sleeps when I'm awake. Out of sync with.
3. You get used to it.
And I always say the same thing back. You get used to it.
You get used to it. Something stops feeling strange or difficult because it happens so often.
And Danny says immediately that it's a lie, which is the best moment in the program.
The noise was terrible at first. You get used to it. You get used to it.
4. I wasn't supposed to.
I wasn't supposed to use it for anything like this.
I wasn't supposed to. You did something you weren't allowed to do. And you're telling somebody anyway.
Notice she doesn't apologize. The phrase admits the rule and the breaking of it in one breath.
I wasn't supposed to be there. I wasn't supposed to.
5, if I'm honest.
I like driving at night, if I'm honest.
If I'm honest, you use it before saying something a little more personal than expected.
It softens the admission. Thomas isn't confessing anything, but he wants you to know it's true.
If I'm honest, I don't miss it. If I'm honest.
6, take your time.
Then take your time. Where are you?
Take your time. Ray says it to Marta in her first minute on air.
You say it to somebody who's nervous or slow or still deciding. It's kind. It gives them the room.
Take your time. We're not in a hurry. Take your time.
All 6, quickly. A shock to the system. Out of sync with. You get used to it. I wasn't supposed to, if I'm honest. Take your time.
Now the fast part. 5 words. The word, the meaning, 1 example, then the word again.
Don't write anything down. Just listen. Shift. A period of work. I'm actually on shift right now. Shift. A period of work.
Booth. A very small room for 1 person. I'm alone in the booth. Booth. A very small room for 1 person.
Barrier. A bar that stops cars until they pay. The barrier lifts and the car goes north. Barrier. A bar that stops cars.
Batch. A group of things made together at the same time. 40 minutes before the next batch goes in. Batch. A group made together.
Archive. A complete store of old records kept for a long time. The full archive is on the office machine. Archive. A complete store of old records.
1 more time. Shift. Booth. Barrier. Batch. Archive. Last part. Shadowing. 3 sentences from tonight. You'll hear each one 3 times. Slowly first, then twice at normal speed. Say it with the recording.
Out loud. It doesn't work inside your head.
I've been listening for about a year. I've been listening for about a year. I've been listening for about a year. It took me a year to get used to it. It took me a year to get used to it. It took me a year to get used to it. I like driving at night, if I'm honest. I like driving at night, if I'm honest. I like driving at night, if I'm honest. That's us.
Same time next week.
And we genuinely don't know what we'll be talking about.
Nobody does. That's the arrangement. Somebody gets through, and we find out at the same time you do.
Whoever you turn out to be, good night.
Call it a night.